Okay, so yesterday we mentioned, it says in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, which I reprinted in the beginning of these sources, that the din of Basar V'Cholav on a Deraisa Lo was Enano Yigel B'Sar Behemet Tahor B'Cholav Behemet Tahor, but the only time you have Basar V'Cholav was meat from a kosher animal, with milk from a kosher animal. Of B'Sar Tahor B'Cholav Tmei, if you have meat from a kosher animal that's mixed with milk, again, all mammals produce milk, so you can have donkey milk, horse milk, pig milk, whatever, camel milk. So if the meat is mixed with that, even it's a kosher meat, but that's not Basar V'Cholav. Or it's likewise a Basar Tamei B'Cholav Tahora, or it's a non-kosher meat, horse meat or something, or pork, and you mix that with regular cow's milk, that's also not Basar V'Cholav, and that's Mutar B'Bishul B'Hanah. It's Mutar, both in Bishul and in Hanah. Okay, so that's what we had said. We discussed last time was the fact that the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch there, and really the Gemara also doesn't really talk about what the status is of we have kosher meat, but what is kosher species, kosher animal, but it's an avela. It wasn't shechted properly, or it was shechted properly and found it to be a trefa. What's the story? Is there a bas v'cholav issue there? Of course, you can't eat it because it's an avela or trefa. Question is, if you mix it with milk of a kosher animal, right? That's cow milk. It's a kosher animal. And it's a kosher animal. And the milk comes from a kosher animal, so it's bas v'cholav in that sense. But the meat happens to be usur to eat because it's b'sar behemah tamei. I'm sorry, b'sar nevela or b'sar trefa. That's the question. It was not really mentioned there in the Shulchan Aruch. So we saw discussion over the Dogma Ravava that the Pesachei Tshuva quotes and so on. We saw last time nafkamina will be with regards to Hanah. There's no nafkamina eating it because you can't eat it because it's nevela. Question is, can you feed it to your pet? Right? Or can you serve it even to a non-Jew? Can you make money, you know, by delivering it? Or we mentioned at the end last time that Darkei Tshuva has apparently it was some ointment or some type of medical cream you can make out of it and so on and so forth. So there are nafkaminas lahalacha. So I want to talk about that today because that really is the famous sugya of Isser Chalal Isser. The Gemara says in Chulin, in the second of the sources, on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, going over to Kuf Yud Alam Alam, the bottom of the page, the Gemara discusses this concept of Isser Chal Isser. That is an example of Isser Chal Isser. After all, you're dealing with, it's non-kosher meat, in the sense that it's kosher, but it wasn't shechted, so you can't eat it. It's a kosher species, but it's Basar Nevela. So it's already Osir to eat. So now, this mixing of milk, does that accomplish anything in terms of the Isser? Well, no, it's already Osir. We discussed a little yesterday in terms of that, but the question is whether the Isser of Basar V'Cholav will now be Chal on this piece of meat, which is already Osir, because it's Basar Nevela, Basar Trefin, right? That's the question of Isser Chal Isser. So actually, the Gemara does have a similar case. Okay, not with the veil and trefa, per se, but with chalev. Okay, with chalev. But at the same shot, chalev is meat, right? Chalev is flesh. It comes from a kosher animal, but there's certain parts of the kosher animal you can't eat, and that's the chalev. So the Gemara has the question of what's the story with number two, Hamavashel, source two, Kufiud Gimel and Bezin Chul and Itmar Hamavashel, chalev b'cholov. Okay, let's say you cook chalev. Here's a good punctuation, but that's what it means. It's chalev. You cook chalev in the cholov. And the assumption is, and you go ahead to eat it. Okay, and you eat it. What are you cooking it for? You're cooking it for the purpose of eating it. That's the assumption at the moment. That's what Rashi says. The Machlok Gemara has the Machlokas Amarayim Reb Ami Reb Asi Chad Amar Loke VeChad Amar Eino Loke. Okay, Machlokas Amar Reb Asi Machlokas Amarayim. Whether you cook Mavashel Chelav in Cholav, one says you get Malkus, meaning for the bus of Cholav. On top of it, it's already also to eat because it's chalev. Chalev is a chomerdikis, chalev is a chiv karis. Okay, what if there's no edim, no hasra, whatever. But again, on top of this, chalev comes, it's a basu chalev. So one mandomer says loke for the achila of basu chalev. The other mandomer says ain't a loke. And Rashi explains in source three, Rashi, charav loke, kasalka daitek. At this point, the Gemara is assuming the achila kamar. Okay, and if he was warned for basu chalav, fine. I'm talking about that story right now. But again, the idea being that we're talking about the guy cooked it. Even in the case of the presented in the Gemara, I'm a vashal chelav b'chalav, but it means I'm a vashal, and then the guy ate it. So do you get malchus? You certainly violate the issue of eating chelav. That's for sure. The question on top of that, you also get malchus for the achila of basu b'chalav. So Gemara has that's machlokes charam alokem charam alokem. Good. So Gemara has four different ways of learning what that machlokas revolves around. Then the Gemara itself. So lema b'ha, first approach. Lema b'ha kamiflugi. Demand omar loke Kosova iser chal iser. Very simple. Okay, the man who holds loke holds. We have it. This the rule is iser chal iser. A new iser now came into the equation. Right, bosor chal. Before it was just a problem bosor chaler, not any chaler, and now you mix it with milk. So on top of being chaler, it's also bosor chal. So he holds. You get malchus for eating this chaler and chal because it is we say iser chal al iser. The iser bosor chal is chal on top, but that's what iser chal al iser on top of right. So the iser of bosor chal. Of his chal on top of the iser of chelim. That's the man who says loke. The other man damu ain't a loke because there ain't iser chal iser. Simple. That's the machlokes revolved around whether we paskin iser chal iser. And the other man damu says no, ain't iser chal iser. Once you have something iser, it can't become more iser. Right? That's the sorry night. It's also to become more iser. It's something forbidden. It's forbidden. And that's it. It's not more forbidden. And that's the machlokes whether iser chal iser or not. That is approach number one. Okay, and Rashi, I'm not going to read that Rashi. And Isser Chal Isser, Rashi just explains again. All this has to do with the number of times it says also Vashogli, and they learn different things out of it. Okay, that's a different issue, which is not technically our problem right now. That's approach number one. Approach number two, the Gemara says, "Lo." Approach number two, no, not necessarily. It's not necessarily machlokas. Really, the Kula Alma ain't Isser Chal Isser. No, everybody agrees. Both Amorim, everybody agrees that ain't Isser Chal Isser. The Isser Basu Chalav is not Chal on top of the Isser Chalav. And in fact, achila for eating this piece of chalav cooked in chalav, the kula amalo plogi lo pligi de lo lucky. There's no machokas about that. That's not what they were arguing about. Rav and Rashi were not arguing about the person who ate. That's why Rashi said, look in the first Rashi in 3, charam aloka, kosal kadaita. At that point, the Gemara thought that the machokas revolved around eating. And therefore, they said the machokas was about whether we say is a chalis or not. Okay, but now the Gemara is saying, no. Okay, that's not the machlokas. Everybody agrees, ain't it's a chal iser. And when it comes to achila, everybody agrees, kula amalo pli de lola. There's no machlokas. Because ain't it's a chal iser. There's no iser basu chalav. It's chal, like we said before, it can't become more usr. The piece of meat, this piece of chalav was ready usr al chalav. And therefore, it can't become more usr now that it mixes with milk. And therefore, there's no machlokas for basu chalav for eating this chalav cooked in milk. What then are the argument? Keep pligi, abishal. Okay, the argument was, Rabbi and Rashi were arguing whether the chiyuv for an iser of bishul. Manda amar loke, okay, manda amar loke, the manda who says loke is chad isurahu. Okay, the person says, who says you do get malchus holds that it's chad isura, all right, meaning that there's a new iser here. It's true, usually ain iser chal iser, but here, a new iser came to the equation because there is no iser bishul on chalav. There's no iser to cook chalav. There's no iser to eat. Only iser to eat chalav. So now you went ahead and cooked basar b'chol. That's not iser chal iser. That's not iser chal iser. It's a different iser. It's a different iser. It's iser cooking, which doesn't apply. What applies to chalav is iser eating. So now when you eat this, you don't get an additional violation for basar b'chol. For eating basar b'chalav. But cooking, that's a different thing. There was no issur to cook the chalav to begin with. Now, but there is an issur to cook basar b'chalav, right? That's one of the three things. So therefore, the chad issur, it's a new issur. Therefore, you get malchus for what? For bishul. I ain't issur chal issur. No, that's not a case of issur chal issur. It's a different issur. And cooking is a different issur altogether. That's what that mandama holds. Okay? However, what's the other side? What's the other mandama? Mandama ain't a loke. Lahachi, a mandama ain't a loke. Lahachi, afka. Lahaki afka rachmano lachil lashem bishul kevin dalachil lachi abishul nami lo lachi. The other opinion is no. I said ultimately, and this ties into something we discussed. The bishul achila, it's not a totally different issur. A basic issur of basu chalav is eating. Right, bishul. How do we learn it? It's a prelude. It's leading up to. How do we define it exactly? The relation of bishul achila. But the second mandama holds. Second one is of the opinion that if you're not going to get malchus for eating this, it's not basar b'chol for eating, then it can't be basar b'chol for cooking either. Right? And there's no additional issur of eating basar b'chol, and there's no additional issur of cooking it either. Hagam, then it's, you're right. Technically speaking, it wouldn't qualify as a case of issur chal issur because there was no issur to cook chalav to start with. No, but it's true. But since the issur of bishul and the issur of achila are, I don't know, intertwined, right, it's one package, it's a package deal, so to speak. It's a package deal, okay? It's a package deal. And therefore, it's one or the other. Okay, either it's basur chala for all purposes, or we don't consider the basur chala issue at all. So that's what the second mandama holds. Second mandama holds. You're right. There is a new issur. There's no issur cooking chalav, and there is an issur cooking basur chala. But since you wouldn't violate eating basur chala on this product, so there's also no issur of bishul. No, I mean, maybe also, but there's no malchus. There's no malchus on cooking this item either. There's no malchus for eating this item. So there's no malchus for cooking it either. And again, we can go back and discuss, you know, the relation between bishul and achilo, something we discussed at length already, right? So that's the second opinion that everybody agrees ain't isur chalalisa. Everybody agrees ain't isur chalalisa. The question is, one man never hold. This is not a case of isur chalalisa. You're right, ain't isur chalalisa. This is a different case because the brand new isur cooking, which didn't exist by the chil. The other said, no, it's not enough of a new isur. It's intertwined with the chil, and therefore you don't get malchus. Okay, now we're on the kufiyud aleph. Okay, in the second part of the source two. So that's opinion number two. Opinion number three, or approach number three, Ikad Amri. Okay, third opinion, Ikad Amri. Abishul kula amalo pligi deloki. Okay, the other way around. The third opinion is, again, ain isur chal isur, I grant you that. But here, as we said, it's a new isur. So everybody agrees you get malchus or bishul. Right, the exact opposite. Everybody agrees you get malchus or bishul. Why not? After all, there was no, that's not an Isser Chalis. There was no Isser to cook the Chalim. And now you mix it with milk, so now you violated Isser. So how do you get Malchus? Okay. But if you just look at the last Rashi on Kufi Gimel Beis, the three, Ki Pligi Abishol, Shari, this is the approach number two. Shari Chalim, Echol Shari Sim, Lone Esser, Bishol, Masho. There's no Isser Bishol on Chalim and on Shari Sim. El Abasu Chalim, Hilcha Gabi Bishol, Ein Kana Le Isser Basu Chalim. Regarding this piece of meat in terms of Basu Chalim, The only issue of bishul is on basur chalav, and therefore it's not a problem issue of halal issue. So according to approach number three, everybody agrees you do get malchus for the bishul. Okay, ki pligya achila man damar ain aloke the ha'ain issue of halal issue. The man damar says you don't get malchus holds as far as achila is concerned. It's issue of halal issue. The piece of meat was ready. It was already osur b'achila, so nothing was added. Now they mix it with milk, so therefore you don't get malchus for basur chalav because ain issue of halal issue. Mandomer loke, the other mandomer said, no, lahoki, after one achilu was from bishul, kevan da bishul loki achilu nami loki. Again, because you're getting malchus from bishul, then you get malchus from achilu. Again, it's the opposite in the way of number two, right? In other words, it's a package deal, right? Since you get malchus from bishul, you're going to get malchus from achilu also, even though ain isur chal isur. And as far as the achilu is concerned, this would be a case of Issa Chal Issa because the piece of Chela was already also Bachila. Nonetheless, since you enter a new world, okay, you enter the world of Basur Chal by cooking it together, and you get Malchus for that, because why not? That's not Issa Chal Issa. There's no Issa, like Rashi just said, the last line of on Kufi Gimel Beis, Rashi says, no Issa Bishol on Chela. So therefore, now by cooking, you've entered a new world. So once you've entered a new world, and it's going to get Malchus for Bishol, so there's going to be Malchus for the Achila also. Because it's slept along. It's one package deal. But again, ultimately, ain't Issa Chal Issa. It's true, we agree, and it's a chalis, he's not arguing that, but he said that the extra malchus b'achila gets slept along because of the bishul. You entered a different realm. Okay. And then the fourth approach, Mara Machada, to go back to the beginning, the machlokas is, there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees. Rabbi and Rashi agree with each other. They were talking about two different cases. The mandama who said loka, Mara Machada, the mandama says loka, so much bishul. You get malchus on bishul. The other man doesn't disagree. When he said ain loki, he's talking about achilu, right? In other words, they were talking about two different activities, and that's why man it's a boy saying mar machada, but lo pligi. Ain loki is on achilu because other it ain is chal iser. But I said loki is on the bishul because ain is chal iser is inapplicable. It's not a case of chal al iser. It's a different iser altogether. It didn't exist. Okay. So you ain't local achilah basu chalav because it didn't exist by chalav, but anyway, what emerges fundamentally here, okay, is that that's four ways. That's right. Everyone see, right? That's four ways to learn this machlokas. All right. Now let's look at the Rashi on top of Kuvi Dalman Alvin 4. Mara Machada Mandar Loka Koya Bishol the Chade Isuru Mandar Ain Loka Koya Achilah. Okay, and that's it. Two cases. Okay, but anyway, what emerges from this is that most, if you do the math, most of these opinions and interpreting the Amoraim are of the opinion that in general, ain iser chal iser. Ain iser chal iser. According to approach number one, that was the machlokas. Okay, it's true. According to approach number one, that was the machlokas Amoraim. Okay, the one mandamer said, ain iser chal iser, therefore you don't get malchus. The other mandamer says, you do get malchus because iser chal iser. So according to approach number one, it was taka machlokas. But according to approach number two, we said, lo, dechula alma ain iser chal iser. Approach number two was, no, everybody agrees in ain iser chal iser. And the only machlokas, everyone agrees that therefore you don't get malchus for achil. The only question is, do you get malchus or bishul or not? Because after all, the bishul was not a case of iser chal iser. Since there was no issue of Bishon and Mechilev, so that's not a case of Issachar. It's just if we do get Malkus, and the other pins no, the other man will say, but it goes together with the Achila. And then number three was also the reverse. It was number three, the Ikadamri, the first Ikadamri, that on Bishon everyone agrees, you do get Malkus. Because again, that's not a case of Issachar. It's a new Isser, Bishon. And but Achila, you don't get Malkus because Ain Issachar Isser. And even the one who says you do get Malkus, not because he disagrees. I know Ain Issachar Isser, but it's a package deal, comes along with the Malkus or Bishon. And the fourth opinion is that, again, everybody agrees Ain Issachar Isser. One of the Ma'adam would say, get Malkus, they get Malkus for Bishul, but that's not an Issachar Chal Iser case. And you don't get Malkus for Achila, because that is an example of an Issachar Chal Iser. You follow? So according to the Rove of the way to learn, or, you know, when you make a box diagram, whatever it is, you figure out most people are holding that Ain Issachar Chal Iser. Okay? That's what emerges in there. Now, so that's really the one of the important sources for that whole sugya is over here. But there are a couple other sugyas that are relevant as well. One is a Gemara in Kiddushin, okay, Gemara in Kiddushin, which we're going to see now some exceptions to the rule of Ein Issachar Chal Iser. So it emerges at this point, and that's what he's asking, certainly. Okay, we'll see later, but if you want to jump ahead, look at number 16, the Rambam in the Hilchos Issur Biya, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Ches, writes, Chal Gadol B'chol Yisum Shvatarah She'ein Issachar Chal Iser. That's how we pass it. General rule, Ein Issachar Chal Iser. But there are a number of exceptions. Okay, there are a couple of exceptions. One exception emerges in the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, which is talking about the Isurim for a Kohen, the marital Isurim for a Kohen. The Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, source number 5, Parakof Aleph of Shmos Avayikra, I mean, Pasuk Gimel, Isha by a Kohen Hedyot, regular Kohen, Isha Zona of a Chaloi Kacho, Isha Grusha, Isha Kacho, okay, what does it mean? Isha zona of a chalala. So zona, Rashi explains over there in Chumash, Parsha Zemor, Parakavala Pasuk Zayin. Zona doesn't mean, but the colloquial use of the word zona means a prostitute. That's not what it means here. Okay, zona means shenivala bilas yisrael asola. It means this woman had relations with a Jew who she wouldn't have been allowed to marry. Right, it wouldn't have allowed that. Kagon chayve krisis on the scene. Oh, mamzer, right? She slept with somebody with like incest, right? With a chayve krisis or on the scene, you know, where the people converted. Remember the Givonim, and there's Yeshua. They tricked him into thinking that they traveled from far away. Really, they're from Eretz Canaan. So then they're called Nesinim because they were. It says Vayitehi. They were placed to be water carriers and. And water slept with Chote Eitzim and Shoyim and Shoyim Maim. And so they had, he made a deal with them, so he had to accept them. So they converted. They called them a sin or a mamzer. Fine. So anyway, and but the point is, this woman at one time in her life had relations with somebody that she was usher to, would have been usher to marry. So therefore, that's called a zona in this particular case. It's called a zona, so she could not later marry a Kohen. Okay, and that's the zona. What's a chalala? Next Rashi in Chumash. A chalala. Shenolda min apsum shivakunam. She was the offspring of a relationship between a Kohen and somebody who wasn't allowed to marry. Kagon, Bas Amar Mekon Goro, Bas Kusho Hutsu Mekon Hedjot. But a Kohen Hedjot is not allowed to marry a divorcee. Let's say he does and has a baby and it's a girl. And now she grows up. She's going to be called a Chalala because she was the, not her fault, but she's, so she can't marry a Kohen. It's not restricted in other areas. But the, or Amar Mekon, Bas Amar Mekon Goro. Kohen Goro is not allowed to marry a widow either. If he, or relations, if he does and then produces an offspring, it's a girl. So she's called a Chalala. Okay, and first, similarly, that's one example of a chalala. Okay, where she had a relation with someone who was pasul lekuna. Anyway, those are different examples of a chalala. All right, Rashi says later also yudalad chalala shenoldu pasul lekuna. Now that's a pasuk zayin. Yudalad is not talking about a kohen gadol. It's pasuk zayin. It's talking about a kohen hedyot. Isha zonu chalala kachu and also grusha. Now, in the Kohen Gadol, there's one added to the mix, Almana. But a kohen hedu is allowed to marry an almana. A kohen hedu may marry a widow, because just a kohen gadol can. So almana ugrusha v'chal hazana esei lo yikach ki b'sul me'avon mikachisha. But that's by the kohen gadol. Okay? All right, so that those are the psukim of the Chumash. So the kohen gadol has an additional restriction that the kohen hedu doesn't have, namely the almana. Right? Good? Yeah. So we look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Ayin Zayin Amaral, source 7. Tarabam. Almana, almana, almana. Okay, let's say this woman was an almana from three different men. First husband died, second husband, third husband died. Okay, now I don't want to go into the katlonis problem now. Let's say, to figure out whatever the reason, sometimes the din of katlonis doesn't apply. So whatever it is, not our issue now. As Rashi explained in source 8, Kiddushin Ayin Zayin Amaral, almana, 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 bo al almana sheshbo shalos shemos. She was widowed three times. Okay? And now the kohen gadol marries her, has a relation with her. So the kohen gadol is not allowed to have a relation with an almana. Here she's a three-time almana. So the Gemara says, Enochayav ela achas. There's only one chiyah, right? And the Gemara will explain it himself. Only one chiyah. All right? That's what the Gemara says. He hasn't violated three different laws, he only violated one. Because the woman of Almana, Aisha was a three-time Almana, it doesn't matter. Similarly, Grusha, 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 a regular coin, a coin hedger or a coin girl. The woman was three times divorced. Okay, the woman was divorced three times. Maybe more common, I don't know. The woman was divorced three times. Enochai velachas. Right, again, and then now a coin marries her. So there's one violation. What about you have the woman, she hit the jackpot. Almana, Grusha, Vachala, Zona. She was all four things that I mentioned there in Parak Chafala, Pasuk Zion. Pasuk Yudal, I mean the second pasuk, source 5. Almana Grusha Chala Vazona. She was Almana from one, and then she married somebody else, and then they got divorced. And meanwhile, she slept with whatever, or she was a Chala, whatever. There's two different types of Chala, because one was from birth, but this one was, she was Chala Menakuna, they bias Echer Menapsul Lakuna. Rashi said earlier she had a relation with someone who was Pasuk Lakuna. All right, that's the other camp of Chala and Zona. All right, she had someone she wasn't allowed to at all. All right, anyway, says the Gemara, Bizman Shehen Keseder Chayab al Kol Achas V'Achas. If the woman had the status from having been an Almona, a Grusha, a Chalal, and Zona in that order, Tafka in that order, okay, then Chayab al Kol Achas V'Achas, then each one is a separate lav on this coin gold. Because she's an almana, she's a grusha, she's a chalala from Zona, and that status was applied to her in that particular order, the order of the pasuk. All right? So, bizman shein keseder chaval chalachas rachas. But, zinsa, then minischala, minischarsha, minischamala, but in the other order, not in order, she first was Zona, then she became a chalala, then she was divorced, then she became widow of another husband, whatever, then eno chayav ela achas. Okay, so the order, so to speak, is Ma'ake. Rashi explains, this again is Kiddushin, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, where it says, Keseder Hazesh, she's Amud Atchila. My first, she became a widow from husband number one. Then, Venisa Zasheni, she married a second husband. Then, Begirsha, okay? Then she was divorced. Then she married a Kohen, and it's Chalal. She became a Chalal from another relationship. And then, Bachakach, Nibel Echad Mepsulam, Ola Krova, Bila Zos. And that's a Zona, okay? So in all these cases, if you do it in that direct order, okay? Again, Rashi explained how Chalala comes in, because one type of Chalala was when you're born that way. That's going to be a different order, obviously. But this one is Chalala. Rashi says, Shabbo alei ha-koin va'asoh Chalala, sh'ayis ha-asur alav mishum Zona. She's already asur, and now Koin was with her, so now she's with someone's pasul lakuna. Okay, again, you can look up the Gemara. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. The order makes a difference. Yeah, good? All of this is Kiddushin, Ayin, Zayin, Amud Aleph. What's all this got to do with us? So on Amud Beis, the Gemara asks the obvious question. Why should it matter in the order? Okay? Why should the order matter? And that's the Gemara's kasha. Almana Gushu Ala Zona, this is on Ayin, Zayin, Amud Beis now, source 9. Haitana, my kasavar. I kasavar, iser chalal, iser... Then ibchanami, if one isser is chalal the other. So what's the difference in the order? Right? If you hold isser, yes, chalal isser, then what's the difference? It was almana first, it was a grusha first, who cares? Okay? Why does the order matter? Ibchanami, not in that order. The reverse order is also. On the other hand, bi kasavra ain't isser chalal isser. If you hold, like we suggested from Argamar Kulin, that ain't isser chalal isser, so even if it's in the order, so what? It's already, the woman's already asur. She was already asur to the kohen gadol once she became an almana. So now she, it was also grusha from a second husband. Who cares, right? If ainus uchal isa filu kaseda zenamilo. She didn't even if those things happen in that order, but we don't pile on it. She was already asura as an amana. Finished. You don't become more usur. And that's the one's kasha. Which is it? So Amar Rava, Rava answers. You understand the question, right? Well, what we're doing is Amar Rava. Hi Tana iser chal iser lesle, but iser mosif isle. He says, in general, he holds anus of chalaliser. And that's why, if it's not in the right order, then it's one iser, she was also to the first time, and that's it. Okay? If it's not in that order, you only get what's only one chiyuv. But the Tana holds, who said this, the Tana hold named? No. Just a Tana about it. But whoever the Tana is, right? So it says, hi Tana. Iser chal iser mosif isle, but there's an exception to the rule of even though usually ain't iser chal iser, but there's something called iser mosif. What's iser mosif? Iser mosif is when the next iser is broader, it's more encompassing. Okay, it adds something that was not covered by the original iser. So then, in a certain sense, it's considered like a new iser, and that's not called iser chal iser. Understand? That's what Isser Mosif is like. And the Gemara explains. Okay, well, let's look at Rashi first. Rashi, there in Kedusha, Ayin, Zayin, and Beis. 10. Isser Mosif is like. Shu chal al Isser kesha Isser Hasheni Mosif aleho lo osra b'mashay se muteres lo machmas Isser Rishon. It's a new status because this new Isser actually answers something that wasn't covered by the original Isser. It would have been mutter based on the original Isser. Right? B'mashay se muteres lo machmas Isser Rishon. Then Islay Shukal Apopish Solo Mahmas Isarishon. That already is Chal, even though there already was an original Isser. Okay? But in that sense, you can become quote unquote more Usser. Because the second Isser is it's called an Isser Mosif. It adds something that wasn't covered before. Okay. And therefore you get the Chayv time. Hilchok is man shein seder, kiseder. That's why the order makes a difference. Because then either this particular Seder, each one adds something else, as we'll see in a moment. Okay, so for example, let's look in the Gemara, second line. How is this an Isser Mosif? Well, we start with Almana, fine. Almana asur l'kohen gadol v'shari l'kohen hedjot. Okay, but Almana is muteris to a kohen hedjot. So therefore now, Almana is only asur to a kohen gadol. So Isser number one is Almana, okay? So she can marry a kohen hedyot. Amona asur kohen gadol v'shari kohen hedyot. But now that she's a grusha, right, that's why she's an amona just a kohen gadol. But the grusha again, the order of the pasuk, amona grusha chalal zona. Grusha adds something which wasn't covered, namely it's a new iser because that iser, the new iser grusha applies to kohen hedyot too. So he's now more usher to a quote unquote not only as kohen gadol but even the regular kohen. And he's also using a regular coin. That's what it means. Okay, Sharla coin hedge, Havale Grusha, okay, Midu the Tosif Laisula Gabi coin hedge, the Tosif Laisula Gabi coin gadol. Again, it's a broader Isser. It covers more things. So now, it's not just another Isser. It's an Isser that is a broader Isser. It's a more encompassing Isser. Okay, then we'll say yes, Isser Chal Isser. Because now it's also a Grusha. Look what the, Rashi says, "Misgarsha migo di tosav ala machmas shein grusha iser etzel hedyot." Now she's a grusha, so she's also asur to kohen hedyot too, who previously was mutarisal. So he tosav iser grusha etzel kohen gadol. Afam yishasur lo kvar, even though she was already asur to him as an almana, but now she's also asur to him as a grusha, which is a broader iser. Okay, so therefore, mischayev shtayim. All right. Okay, so now we understand why the order makes a difference. If she was a grusha first and then an almana, then that's not called Isser Mosif because the second Isser actually is less limiting, is less encompassing the first one. So then the Taki of the order, that's why the Gemara says the order makes a difference. Because Almana to Grusha, the second stage is a more encompassing Isser. That's called Isser Mosif. So that we do take into account. And therefore you'll be chayev twice. But if you do it happened the other, she was a Grusha from husband number one, she Almana from husband number two, and now the Kohen Gadol is with her, he only is violating Almana because, I'm saying, well, it doesn't matter what she's violating, he's violating Grusha because the Almana doesn't add anything. Almana is actually a less restrictive Isser. are less encompassing. You follow? What's the next thing the Gemara says? The Gemara says, but by dying sharia lamecha b'trumah. Okay, even though she had asura to a kohen gadol, but at that point, if she was a bas kohen, remember the Torah says if a bas kohen, so a girl is growing up in a house of kohen, her father is allowed to eat truma. Right? The kohen's whole house can eat truma. So the girl's growing up, she's not technically a kohen. Okay, she's a bas kohen, but she's allowed to eat truma. If she marries a kohen, good, she can continue to eat truma. If she marries a Yisrael, okay, or a lady, then she can't eat truma, right? Let's say the husband dies. That depends. If she had children, that's it. But she never had any children. She goes back to live with the father so that she can resume eating truma. So it's here, a dying sharia lamecha b'truma. Okay? She's still, Rashi says, in bas koini. She can still eat, even as an almana or as a grusha, although asura to a kohen gadol, asura to a kohen hedyu, she can still go back and eat truma in her household. However, habale chalola, migudi tosu yisu lamecha b'truma, tosu yisu gabi kara, chalola is not permitted to eat truma. Okay, a chalala can't. She's considered nischalala mikdushosa. So now, what does that show? That shows that the status of a chalala is even a greater or more encompassing iser or more encompassing status than either almana or grusha. Because a woman who's an almana or grusha, if she was married to she's a daughter of a kohen, can still go back and kohen by her father. But once she becomes a chalala, so that's an even greater issue because now it's issue of truma. So again, says the Gemara, "Migo di tosu yisula mecha truma, di tosu yisula gabe kohen gadol." So now you have this order: almana, grusha, chalala. Each one is increasing in the breadth of its coverage of its issue. You understand why the order matters? Okay, so that okay. Anyway, so that takes care of chalala. All right. And finally, Elazona, my Yisur Mosav. But the Gemara asks, what's the Yisur Mosav by Zona? Amar Chana, but Katina, hold the shame, Zona is possible to be Yisrael. Okay? Even in certain circumstances, anyway, Rashi explains, hold the shame, Zona is possible to be Yisrael. Kagonim, Zinsa, Tachtov, Neseris, Al-Baila, right? A woman commits Zona, classic Zona. She's married to her husband. She's Asula Balabola, right? She can't go back to her husband. She was a willing partner. We're talking about. That's a little bit of a convention, but the Gemara says the Zona also is a broader category. It's a broader category that applies even to Yisrael, right? His wife commits nus while married, so she becomes a suit to him. So that's an added thing. Anyway, bottom line is what emerges from all of this. Is that Isser Mosef, if we had to define Isser Mosef based on this Gemara and other Gemaras, I'm just giving examples. But Isser Mosef is one of the classic exceptions to the general rules we saw as Ein Isser Chal Isser. But if the new Isser or Isserim are in the category of Isser Mosef, so then Taka, we will consider the second Isser to be something that we would pile on, so to speak, because it's a greater violation. Okay, so now this is an example. There are other examples I'm not going to go into now, but just to give you an example, or just to let you know. So this type of Isser Mosef we're talking about here, the one Kiddush on the Bayin Zayin, each one is encompassing more people or more situations, right? Then this, Almana is only the Kohen Gadol, the Grusha is even the Kohen Hedyu, right? The Zona is even Yisrael. So and more people are included in the Isser. So then we say, yes, Isser Chal is in that case because it's more encompassing, in terms of, to whom or to the extent that the Isser applies. Right, another example would be, which we'll talk about, all right, if you extend the Zman of the Isser, you have a new Isser comes there, this Isser was going to expire, let's say a nether or something like that, this Isser was going to expire at a certain time, and now as a new Isser comes in and extends the time, that's also called Isser Mosef. It's going to expire at this time, now it doesn't apply. It's another example of Isser Mosef. Okay, perhaps, as we'll discuss also, if it adds on another aspect, for example, Isser and Isser Hanah, and that's obviously, I'm giving a preview of coming attractions, that's what talking about the Bas Machol, right? That the new Isser adds on something that wasn't there before, and Isser Hanah. Okay, again, making it a more encompassing Isser. Okay, so that is Isser Mosef as one of the classic examples of an exception to the rule of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Yeah, good. Next, source 11. Okay, is actually more here in Chulin. All right, here the Gemara talks about another similar, but not exactly the same thing. Something called Isser Kolel. Okay, not Isser Mosef, it's not adding something, but Isser Kolel means it one is included. Okay, it's a new Isser, even though that expands until it was included, or Kolel means included. It's also broader, but it's within the same Isser. It's more inclusive. It's not a new Isser, okay, but it's a more inclusive or a broader application of the original Isser. Okay, so you hear the distinction? But Isser mostly when it applies to more people or extend the Zman, and some of the different Isurim, right? Here, Isser Kolel is within the very same Isser, it becomes more inclusive. The same act is also. So again, the lines sometimes can get blurred, but that's what I'm presenting. You look at 11, it's more here in Kulin, Kuf Alef and Alef. Amar B'Dom Arab. Ochel Gid HaNosha Shom Levelo. Right, now we know the Gid HaNosha is the hindquarters, right? The sciatic nerve, down the back of the leg, and so on, the hindquarters of the animal. Sirloin steak. Okay. And it was a Nevela. So the guy ate, it was already Osral's Nevela. Now, Nevela, what part of the animal are you not allowed to eat? The Nevela? Any part. Right? I mean, a Nevela is a Nevela. And any part of the animal is, whatever. Sorry, that guy. Okay. Any part of the, I must have touched that one. Let's back in. Okay. Any part of the Nevela is also including the Gidanosha. I mean, Kolel, Gidanosha is included in the Issa Nevela, right? The Gidanosha, the Issa Nevela, but you can't eat any part of this animal, including the meat from the Gidanosha, right? That's included. So the Issa Kolel is included, and Nevela includes the right in the Gidanosha also. So what if a guy ate the Gidanosha and Nevela? Meir Mechayev Stein. Okay, Meir says you get two punishments. So Ham Omer, no, Eno Chayev El Achaz. Okay. They only get one. You get the Gidanosha. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, Rashi, Chulin, Kufal, Benal, 12. Okay, I see, I'm going to Rab. Ochel, Gidanosha, Levela, Remeir, Mechayev, Shtayim, Umodim, Chachomim, should we think of more first? The Gemara says, Umodim, Chachomim, Remeir, Ochel, Gidanosha, Shal Olo, Shal Shor, Hanisko, Mechayev, Shtayim. Okay, the Gemara says over here that the Chachomim admit to Remeir that if you eat a Gidanosha from a car, who eats the Ola? Nobody, right? Ola goes on his bear. You had to eat the Gid HaNosha Ola, which is also Bechila for a person. Okay, or Shor Nisko. Shor Nisko is also, the animal's been Meshachim, so you get a skill of Shor Nisko. Even if it's already not a topic, but even if it was already labeled a Shor Nisko, they haven't yet, even if Shechted it correctly, not that it was Nisko, that it was stoned to death, and now it's dead to the Bela. But even before, if you somehow got the animal before, but it was already Nidon to be a Shor Nisko. Okay, anyway, so Shechayev Shtayim. Okay, now, the idea is, so by Ola and by Shor Nisko, by Ola and by Shor Nisko, Rashi explains why is he mode in that case. So Rashi says, the Chomer Isur Shor Nisko, it's more Chomer because a new Isser was introduced, namely Isser Anah. Shor Nisko is also Anah, so is Olam. That's Mutashim, right? You follow? In other words, the first is Machok is Ramein HaChachamim, all right, regarding the case of Gidanosh Shol Nevela. Apparently, the case of Gidanosh Shol Nevela, nothing was new. The fact that it was also Gidanosh Shol Nevela, so what? Okay, nothing changed because the Nevela included. The Nevela included Gidanosha. So the guy ate the Gidanosha, okay, but that didn't change anything. So that's, Rameyer still says he got two, okay? But the Chacham disagree. Chacham say no, Eino Chayv Ela Achaz, but the Chacham admit that when it's Gidanosha with an Ola, or Gidanosha with a Shor Nisko, you get two Malkos, which is two separate Yisroel. Why? Because there again, something else was included. Okay, what was included? So Rashi explains by the Issa Anah. Again, and it's similar. It's a broader Isser. It's within the same Isser. Okay, but it's a broader Isser. And that's what Issa Kolel. All right? You follow what I'm saying? It's within the same Isser. It's not a new shame, but before it was Almona and Agushim. Okay? It's within the same thing, but something new is added. In other words, when it's the Chachamah will hold, then when it's a Gid HaNosha Nevela, nothing new is added, right? By the fact that it's now Nevela. There's already also Gid HaNosha, so still also Gid HaNosha. Okay, and nothing was added to the fact that it was now Nevela. But when it's an Ola or a Shor Nisko, something else is added. What is added? What's included now? Isra'no. That's why she's Baichum Rayu, Isra'no. So that is the Gemara. Okay. Another example would be within the same act, but it includes something else. We would say iser ischal iser. I'll take an example. Let's say eating non-kosher food on Yom Kippur. Okay, eating non-kosher food on Yom Kippur. That's will that be the Sukkolel? Huh? What's that? That is Chalal Iser. Eating non-kosher on Yom Kippur would be Chalal Iser. Would that be some most of the Sukkolel? Just a moment. Sometimes the lines are blurred in my head. Non-kosher Yom Kippur. So again, that's a more chomer, huh? Yeah, it is chomer. Yeah, but it's a more chomer than kisser, right? Because it's a chiyuv misa, it's a chiyuv karis. It's a chiyuv karis. So that would also be an example. Okay, again, it's the same act. It's the same act of eating. Okay, maybe we'll come back to that, but let's look at it. I just thought about it. So, all right, let's look in this connection. There is that's the second thing. That's the second case. This is a kol, okay. And then we'll say that this is ischal in such cases. And there are other examples. I'm just giving you some of the classic. One other issue, okay, is we call iser basachas. Look at this case. Chulin kuf gimel and aleph 13. All chulin here. Rava Amar, Kigon Shetala is actually machlokas. It's analyzing an earlier machlokas in Yochanan Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Rava Amar, Kigon Shetala Shmena Eiver v'tar fubo. Okay, I took a live animal and I took an Eiver Menachai, right? Eiver Menachai, perhaps. Right, this week said it. Parsha knows. They have some of the Parsha Shor. Right, so Eiver Menachai. So you took an Eiver Menachai. But you cut off the limb in such a way that it made the animal trafe. Okay, that's the idea. All right. Rashi explains Kagon Shatolaj, Rashi Khun Kof Kukimala 14. Kagon Shatolaj, Kagon Chotach Raglea min Arkuva Ulamala. You cut a leg off from above a certain point, you know, a certain joint, above that certain point, and that makes it a trafe. Okay, so what's the story? So now, and you eat it. So what's the story? So Mar Savar, it's a Biochan. Behema bechaya leivorim eina omedes. Okay, the animal when it's alive, so to speak, there's no iser at that point of eivim nachay. The animal's it's alive. Right? What happened? Iser eiver be iser treifa bahade adad because. Okay, the two isurim came at once. Right? It wasn't there was an iser on this piece of meat of Eiver Menachai and an iser of Trefa. It happened at the same time. It was coincidental. Right? In other words, it happened at the exact same moment. He cut it off. So that made the meat Trefa. It also made it to Eiver Menachai. Right? That's what Yochanan holds. And therefore, that's not a case of iser chal iser. And therefore, you know, the two iserim arrive simultaneously. So then you get two malchus because you can't. What is the ein iser chal al iser? One is existed before, now there's a new iser. But here, he wants to argue that no. Here you can say that in iser chal, one iser can't be chal, it won't be chal on top of the other iser. But here there's no on top of this, they happen at the same time. Right? That he cut it off, and that made a treif, and that was also even a chai. So there you have. Because when it's alive, there's no iser. Umar so in Ishlokish holds, Me'em chay le'evar m'medes. No, you know when the iser of everyone a chai is chal on an animal? The day it's born. There's already an iser hovering over this animal. Eiver Menachai, you can't cut a piece off. Okay? But Trefa comes in later, right? So therefore, it is a case of iser chal iser. All right? But what emerges from there is that's another exception. At least according to one view, that's not an exception. That we'll say, ein iser chal iser only means when the iser arrived at different times, and now one is chal al iser. Then we'll say, ein iser chal al iser. But if they both arrive simultaneously, okay, then there will be. Then we won't say ein iser chal iser because that's not case of iser chal iser. Those two separate iser. You follow? So those you have the three exceptions. So most of these call iser basachas. The Tosfos read. Okay, So again, that's another exception to the rule of Einis Achal. Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish, by the way, I mean, does not disagree with that principle. Reish Lakish just says this case is not a case of Bas Achas. You follow? In other words, Reish Lakish, who says you only get one Malkus by the case of Tolaha, he holds that the Yisrael Rechai was already Chal. That's a technicality, so to speak. Right? I mean, but fundamentally, he agrees that if you have a case of Bas Achas, this happens not to be one of them. But if you have a case of Bas Achas, then it's you know, that's a different story. So anyway, if you look at an interesting comment that Tosos read in Kiddushin Nun and Beis, that's a discussion in the Gemara there, that anything, something which can't be done, okay, Bezachar Zeh, meaning, so then even if it happened at the same time, we won't treat it any differently. Okay, so let's think of an example. Kol she'ena b'zachar zeh, it wouldn't be usher, or it wouldn't be, the status wouldn't be applied, it happened one after the other, then even if it happened at the same time, it's not going to be, it's going to be the same thing. Okay, so the Tosfos says, Reisi Makshim is a, Mari Surin Damrin Einis Shechal Iser, all right, but a case of Einis Shechal Iser, that's a case of zachar zeh, right? That's what you said, this is zachar zeh. But yet, we will say it's against this rule. The Gemara says, so Tosfot says, what do you mean? But it's against the rule we just said. Because we said, that's Zechar Zeh, by definition, right? Chal al Iser. There already was one Iser, now there's another Iser. Say Iser Chal Iser. But we're saying, we will say Iser Chal Iser. But I thought this rule is kol she'ena b'zachar zeh, whatever doesn't apply when it's done right after the other, also doesn't apply when what? When it's b'vas achas. But that's not true according to our rule. We just said that einis or chal iser, when one happens after the other, then we'll say, you know, einis or chal iser, but when it happens at the same time, we're going to say yes, iser chal iser. So it goes against this rule. You understand? Okay. B'yistu b'vas achas, b'yistu b'vas achas chayv shtayim. Okay. So it's against this rule. Yeah, the kasha Tosfos is against this rule. Kol she'ena b'zachas, but that's against the rule, distinguishing between when an iser is zachas and when an iser is b'zachas. So the answer kusha shukum bivada masha adam oser b'fiv kigon kedusha chayos amaisa bein maisa dogam maisa beima. Okay, olach me toda. One second. So in all these cases, Yesh Lomar Zura Svara, the high the Ainus Khal Isum the Shikvar who Musurva Omek on Aishus. He has an exception. He says, you know, when you have a case in all these other cases that he mentions, so what's the reason behind Ainus Khal Isr? The Shikvar who Musurva Omek, but he already has an Isr on him, so to speak. Okay, kigon aishas och. Okay, let's say my brother gets married, so now his wife is also to me, asur to me. I'll take aishas och. Right, she's my brother's wife. V'charkach nases achos isha. Then I get married. Who do I marry? I marry her sister. You hear that every once in a while, right? Two brothers marry two sisters. Not unheard of. Not that common, but not unheard of, right? So now. Now, so v'charkach nases achos isha. Now, this my brother's wife is asura to me for two reasons. One, aishas ach, my brother's wife, and two, achos isha is my wife's sister. It's the same person, right? Oh, achos isha v'charkach nases aishas ach. All the way around. Okay, but that aval kasheboyim biyachad when they happen at the same time. Kigon, aishas ish v'aishas ach. Okay, then chayv shtayim, the chayv in the mafkas. Which one am I going to knock out? Okay, if I my brother's wife, she's aishas ish, she's also aishas ach. They happen simultaneously. So when it happens, right, my brother gets married to a woman, so now she's an aishas ish in terms of the whole world. And she's also aishas ach. She's also my brother's wife. So it happens together. Then you're going to be chayv both because chayv in our mafkas. Now im tomar kol she'ena b'zachar zeh eino b'zachas im kein lo yochal echad mehen. So neither one should be. If we say that rule, kol she'ena b'zachar zeh, ena b'zachas, now you're going to be chayav for neither. That's impossible. The deeper bogus. That's silly. So then that case, anyway, that's what he says just in terms of that point. Let's just see the Rambam, okay? And that is the following, okay? Klal gadol hu b'chol isurim shebetorah she'ein isur chal al isur elin kain a hayu shnei isurim boyin kachas, okay? The two isurim came at the same time like we just saw. I'll give you another example. A guy did malach on Yom Kippur she'chol yos b'shabbos. Okay, the Isurim landed at the same time. Oh, Shah Isra Echad Mosiv Dvorim Acherim Al Oso Isra. Okay, or if the second Isra adds something that didn't apply, like we said, in this Garsha, and then after she was an Amona. Oh, Im Haya Kolel Dvorim Acherim Im Isra Zeh. Okay, if this new Isra, you know, includes other things beyond, in other words, That's why Achila of something non kosher is an Isser Kola. Why? And Yom Kippur is Isser Kola. Why? Because Yom Kippur, the additional, eat a non kosher, what's the food you can't eat non kosher? Yom Kippur is Isser Kola. It includes what? All food, even kosher food, right? It adds, right? Again, that's the answer. You hear? I was struggling before, I couldn't remember, but right. To eat non-kosher with Yom Kippur is Yisr Kolel. They will say Yisr Chalz, because the Yisr Yom Kippur is more encompassing. Or not more encompassing, I use that word for Yisr Mosiv. It's the same thing, it's the same, within the same Yisr, but it includes much more things than the first one. The first Yisr include only non-kosher food, and Yom Kippur now includes even kosher food. It covers more, all right? So the same thing, if we'll say that, The Isser of eating the Shor Niskal, or the Isser of eating the Ola, forget the Hana. The Isser of eating the Shor Niskal, Isser of eating the Ola, includes the whole body, not just the Kiddush Hashem. Right? And the question is, why not by Nevela? Okay, why don't I say something by Nevela? So it has to add something else too. But that's the definition of Isser Moses. That's the Rambam says. It says, Laficha. This is Perik Yitzayin Alachim Yitzchetz, right? Kal Gor Huba Chol Isurim, Shvatar She'in Isser Chal Isser, Adam Kena, Moshne Isurim Boin Kachas, Osha is echad mosiv dvarim acherim. Also, is oh my kol dvarim acherim b'imisuz zeh lefichon. And that's what he says. Isha shai sal mono v'nasas grusha. Yeah, the whole thing. Okay. And by the way, he says at the end, "V'uah din lekoyin hedya." Same thing with the, again. He's writing this example because he's talking on hilchos this rubiyah. Okay. He says, "V'uah din lekoyin hedya shabal agrusha shenasa chalala." Right. Like we said, only get one set of others. With me? Good? All right. Now, let's come back with all this now. So now we understand Issachar Issar and what do you call it? The three exceptions. Yeah. So let's bring back now to the world of Basar Chol. So in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Ches Halacha Vav, excuse me, Rama writes, Ochel Gid Hanoshe Shall Nevela, O Shall Trefa, O Shall Ola, and the Rambam does lump them all together. Okay. Again, back in the Gemara, it's Machok Kamele Chachamim, but the Rambam lumps them together. O Chal Gid Hanosha, Shall Nevela, O Shall Trefa, O Shall Ola, Chayv Shtayim. I assume he put Shon Eskol in there too. Mitok Shen Nichlal B'Isser Shahar Buf, Shamutar Nichlal Ima Gibin Osav O'Isser Acher. Right, like I said before, the Isser of eating Nevela is not only on the Gid Hanosha, it's on the whole animal. Okay, the trait for the whole thing, the whole thing, Sharnisko, the whole thing. Gidon Asher is more, is only on a Gidon Asher. So therefore, you have a Gidon Asher and a Vela, then you're going to get two Malkus.
That's cool.
Yeah. That look around the ground. Matoksha Nichlal. Here's the word called Nichlal. Shargufa. He spells it out. Matoksha Nichlal. Shargufa. Shamutter. Nichlal Gam Hagid. Okay, the rest of the body was, was not also it's Gid Hanoshe, right? Gid Hanoshe is only the Gid Hanoshe, only that nerve. But the Nevela, Trefa, Ola, right? That's the whole body. Benosim Olav Isser Acher. Okay, and therefore, it's a new, I'm used to hear the word Nosov, but it means Nichla, it's Isser Kol. Good. That's the Rambam Perkes Halacha Vav. Okay, in Perkes Halacha Vav, and the Machalos is by us, he has as follows. Hamaushan v'hamavushal v'chamei tveria u'kayotzemen ein lokin olav. Okay, and that's by Bas V'chol. Okay, so smoking it or cooking it, we'll talk about that. But here's the key line I want to look at this. B'chein Hamavashal Basar Bamei Chalav, okay, or Bechalav Mesa, or Bechalav Zohar, O Shabishal Dam Bechalav Potter, Ain't a lot of Kalakasmish and Basar Chalav. Aval Hamavashal Basar Mesa, or Chalav Chalav Chalav, Lokal Bishulav, Ain't a lot of Kalakulus, Achilasmish and Basar Chalav. And look what he writes over here. Oh, yeah. She'ein iser basar b'chalav, chal al iser nevela or iser chelav. She'ein kan lo iser kolel, lo iser mosiv, lo iser basachas. See those words in the Rambam? And again, that's the key line for us. She'ein iser basar b'chalav, chal al iser nevela. No addition. Basar chalav, you cook nevela in chalav. Or is a chalev, chalev and chalev, we saw before. No, it's a basar chalav. Why? She'ein kan, it's not iser kolel. It's not an iser mosif, and it's not an iser basachas. What's the question? Oh, that's a question. What do you mean? There is an iser. It's unknown. Okay? The big problem. Okay? It's a big problem. That's what it says. Okay? There's an iser. What do you mean? The Rambam said, I mean, you know, we can't, the Rambam has always said everything clearly. She'ein kan lo iser kolel, lo iser mosif, lo iser basach. None of the three exceptions that he already specified that we saw in the Chazur Biyah. So therefore, ein iser kolel iser. What do you mean? But there's something here that wasn't there before. Then it's not on. Right? Now, we'll have to talk about, I'm sorry, I have to leave a few minutes early, but we'll have to talk about is, you know, what some want to say. Okay, is Issa Hana an Issa Mosef? It sounds like it would be. Issa Hana should be an Issa Mosef.
Maybe in our case, it says
recall.
It's really all from
the place of Achilles. Maybe. Okay, it's a good svara. What we'll have to see is, you're looking at this for a second, the Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Aleph Man Aleph 19. The Gemara says, Uman Haitana de Issa Kolel, Issa Chal Issa. That was the Machlokas back in source 11. Then we had Rameir Bahana Chachamim. But Meir says, by getting an usher from the veiler, Meir says you get two, Chama says I only get one. So who's the, why? We wonder, that should be, the Rambam counts that an example of kolel. How come in that Gemara in source 11, Chachama said, Eino chayav ela achas, is only getting an usher. Why should that be? Okay, why should that be? Isn't that? So he says, Yisr kolel, ma'aman haitana, Yisr kolel, b'yisr chomer, islay amarav, b'yosa glili. It's b'yosa glili, and he brings up that the, somehow the second Yisr has to be more chomer. And what it looks like, we'll have to see how the Rishonim that somehow, yeah, to fall under Moses, you have to be a significantly a more, much more strict iser. Apparently, this anah is not enough of a strict iser. Okay, that's what we'll have to talk about. Bez Hashem, we'll talk more on that. In other words, apparently, at least according to some Rishonim. Okay, we'll have to see. It's actually machlokas, but this is what all the mefarshim, you know, talk about it, especially because it's a stira. People coming traction. The Rambam Hilchos Machlokas Perkei Daled Lechetchesak down in 27 talks about you are nana and you're from Hekdesh, and it is Yisrael. So the question is, you know, so I printed here. You look at it, the Lechemish and the Mishnah Melech, Shavuos Haradvaz. They all deal with this problem, and that's what we'll talk about. Some Sunday we'll go on to the issue of the Nekudah Flaw. The Rambam. I'm sorry, I have to stop a few minutes early, but I have to go someplace. Okay.